Betty Castor, the executive director of USF's Patel Center for Global Solutions, spoke today about the global importance of clean water. She gave the keynote address on International Water Day at Hillsborough Community College's Ybor City campus. The event was sponsored by the Tampa Bay chapter of the United Nations Association of the United States of America, or UNAUSA. Castor told WMNF why clean fresh water is such a global concern.
Well, there's a water scarcity worldwide. The United Nations has made this an important part of the Millennium Development Goals. There are millions of people throughout the world who don't have a potable drinking water source, and there are twice as many who don't have sanitary facilities or sanitation systems. So this is an immensely important subject, and it's important not only globally, but it's important right here at home.
Castor, who is the former commissioner of education in Florida, used the unresolved water wars between Florida, Alabama, and Georgia as a close-to-home example of the importance of fresh water.
People in the fishing industry who depend upon the Apalachicola River, for instance, are very concerned about their water source. So everywhere you look, in terms of the development of this world, water is and sanitation are right at the center of it.
Castor said one function of the Patel Center is to help teach sustainable practices for water and other natural resources around the world.
Well, our role is to work with faculty members who are doing applied research in the developing world, to take the message to the Caribbean and Central America, where growing tourism is putting a tremendous stress on water resources. Number one, it is the economic driver now for most of the Caribbean and a lot of Central America, but people don't realize that with that economic development comes a loss of their long-term natural resources upon which the population ultimately is going to have to depend.
Kelly Moliziano is the president of the Tampa Bay chapter of UNAUSA, which she says engages citizens in issues of public concern.
It's dedicated to building an understanding and support for the ideals and vital work of the United Nations among the American people.
The UNAUSA Tampa chapter's vice president of programs, Kimberly Williams, stressed the link between the world's women and its water supply.
Throughout the world, women are responsible for collecting and storing water. They are responsible for cooking, cleaning, and maintaining sanitation. This task often represents a whole day of work. In some regions, women will spend up to 5 hours a day collecting water and up to 4 hours a day preparing food. In Africa, 90% of the work of gathering water for household and food preparation is done by women.
Floridians need to do a better job of conserving and reusing water, according to Betty Castor, who ran for Senate in 2004.
Florida is a fragile environment with a lot of coastal concerns. My own excitement comes with things that work. I think we have a terrible challenge with reusing water. We're not reusing enough. The water reuse in South Florida is about 3%.